I'm here in Otley today, actually next to the Thomas Chippendale statue. I'm joined by Ray. So Ray, for people that may not know you, can you please introduce yourself?
Yes, hello, I'm Ray Georgeson, Councillor Ray Georgeson. I'm the leader of Otley Town Council.
Perfect. So a big occasion we're going to be celebrating next year especially. It's Thomas Chippendale's 300th birthday. I mean, first of all, for people that may not know who he is, can you please sort of, you know, enlighten people who won't know him?
Of course. Thomas Chippendale was born in Otley 300 years ago next year, in 1718. He was a world-famous cabinet maker and furniture maker. People might know about Chippendale chairs and tables. And as his career developed in that period, he became a supplier of great furniture to the landed gentry of England and beyond, and he has an international reputation for the quality of his work, which of course originated with his birth here in Otley 300 years ago.
And I mean, we were talking just before, that's what his connection is with Otley Town. He was actually here until he was 10 years old.
That's right. What I understand is that he was born here in the town. He started his education here in Otley. His family later moved to York. And then later on from there, he really developed his career in London, and which was probably the obvious place for him to do that, really, because that's where all the rich people were at the time. And when you look at it like that, it's all those great artists and craftspeople of those days relied on sponsors and the wealthy to nurture their art and craft, and he was one of very many who built his career around that.
Yeah, exactly. It's a big anniversary next year. Like I said, it's his 300th birthday. Otley are preparing some events next year. Tell me a bit about what's being planned so far. I know it's early days, but there are talks about events.
That's right. Well, as I'm sure you know, Otley is a town that likes to have fun. We like to welcome visitors and we like to have a party. So if our most famous son is 300 years old, we'll have a birthday party to start off with. But lots of ideas are starting to fizz already. A Chippendale 300 committee has been set up. We very much welcome more ideas if folk have got thoughts. But they're quite wide-ranging already, from things like, you know, lectures where, you know, historical experts might come in and educate and inform us on more of the detail, right through to our local brewer, Dr. Paul Briscoe, is already planning his Chippend Ale special, which is almost certainly going to be available in the pubs of Otley during June of next year when the anniversary takes place. And in between that, we're likely to have a party probably in the building where we're standing now, what was the old grammar school, the old Prince Henry's Grammar School. And really anything from an ale trail walk through to an antiques fair, through to asking the Chippendale singers to come and give us a concert or two. What you'll find is that in June, it'll be Chippendale month here in Otley, and there'll be plenty of things to do for all ages, for those that are interested. And as you know, we're a festival town and a party town. Our folk festival's coming up in a couple of weeks' time. We have our Victorian Fair, we have the cycle races. You know, if you go on visitotley.co.uk, you'll always find there's something to do here in Otley.
And for people that don't know, he was actually born in June, back in
1718.
Yeah. Wow. So are the events sort of planned for the whole month of June?
What we know is that he was born on 5th of June. So the nearest weekend to the 5th of June, we'll probably make the focus weekend, which will be the first weekend of June. But we expect that some of the interests in the events will be things that can carry on really throughout the year, but we'll try and focus it on June because hopefully the sun will be shining and it's another dimension to the interest that we already have here in our beautiful market town in the Wharf Valley. And if you're interested in a bit of history and you happen to be passing through, come and see us.
And finally, for people that may have some ideas to put forward or just want to know a bit more about the events that are possibly going to be running next year, how can they get in touch?
Well, the easy way would be to drop me an email. My email address is very easily found on the Otley Town Council website. So you can go on otleytowncouncil.gov.uk and find my email address, the office email address and the phone number. rather than list it all out, that's probably the easy way to do it. So if you do have any ideas, please come to us, because our ears are wide open, and we find, my experience is that when you ask folk for ideas in Yorkshire, by golly, they come forward and tell you.
Well, that's great. That's what you need. Well, thank you very much for meeting me today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Alice. Thanks.